I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As of this morning, the only official way to buy BART tickets here at the Powell Street Station is if you buy a Clipper card first for $3. Fine for most regular commuters, but somewhat confusing for tourists like Nikki from Europe, who just wanted a one-way pass to Pleasanton.
I don't know. I just go to information desk, ask, and ask for help.
Okay. So you feel like you're going to be able to get a ticket okay?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there is one ticket machine still selling paper tickets, but that is going away later today. BART spokesperson Anna Duckworth says their message to tourists is buying a Clipper card is a good investment.
There is a lot of value in getting a Clipper card, even though there is that one-time acquisition fee of $3. On BART alone, you do save a dollar per round trip with Clipper.
So far, Powell Street, Embarcadero, and the 16th Street station in Oakland are now Clipper sales only, with plans to convert the entire BART system by this time next year. At the Powell Street BART station in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.